So tonight I'm meeting with Sven Olsen, one of the creators of the Maison Fontaine. So good evening, Sven. First of all, I'd like to know a bit more about you and your partner, Mark Stringer. So can you tell a bit about you, about your background and so on? Where did you come from and how did you come to Absinthe?
Sure. It all started out a couple of years back when one of my friends ended up going to a festival in Europe, actually the one in Val de Travers. Came back and told me about this group of, I don't think he said fanatics, but people who are very passionate about a drink that was called Absinthe. We had been talking earlier about making a beverage product together, and he said, this is something that you should look into, which I started doing and investigating and decided that this is definitely something that is worth my time. But I also realized that I needed somebody to work with some branding experience, because doing a good product is not going to do it in today's world. You need to have it branded in the proper manner, marketed in the proper manner. So I called up a friend of mine, Mark Stringer, whom I met the year before at the London Business School. And I called him up and asked him if he knew somebody in the creative industry in London who could help up a startup company. Meaning that we don't have to pay too much money up front, and so our pockets were not that deep. And his first comment was, this is bizarre. And I was thinking, okay, that doesn't sound so good. What does he mean by that? And then it turned out that 3 months earlier he had started his own company, which was a communication agency that partly was doing regular communication jobs for multinationals, including Red Bull and Cadbury and so. And the other part of the business was like an incubator, working with startup companies exactly for projects like this. So we ended up teaming up and said, let's go and do an Absinthe. And then, of course, the first issue we had, we need to find somebody who really knows about Absinthe, because we only knew what we had read. And it didn't take us long to hook up with David Nathan Meister from Oxygeni, and we had some very detailed discussions with him on what we wanted and how it should be. Basically, we gave him what you could call the impossible brief, because we told him that we would like to have an Absinthe that was historic and traditional, correctly made according to kind of, maybe not historic recipes, but at least to historic process and so. But we wanted a modern twist, and then we would like to have something that was really would be an acceptable taste to absinthers, to experts in the industry, and also interesting for kind of young people to try out, and kind of more modern and a bit modern and fashionable.
Adapted to mixology?
And then we told him also we would like to have something that would work in cocktails. And we would also like to have something that you actually could sip neat. And David looked at us and said, okay guys, now you have to make up your mind. What do you want? And we said, well, we want it all. You could have expected him to walk away at the time, but he didn't. He stayed put and came up with, after several tries, I must say, he came up with La Maison Fontaine.
So it was actually a work back and forth between David and Dominique?
Absolutely. I mean, in the beginning, it was mostly with David, but when we get to kind of the make it work in production, in a production environment, and so Dominique played a very important role in getting it right. Yes, absolutely.
So the choice of the Blanche Absinthe, was it yours? Was it Dominique? Was it based on advice?
That came very much from our side, I must say, at the time. And the reason was that we wanted to make it, as I said, contemporary, a bit fashionable, and we didn't want people to be afraid of it, because today many people, when they hear the word Absinthe, it's like, ooh, they get a bit scared. And we feel that to start out with maybe a blanc, a bit less intimidating in a way. It's easier for people to accept that people are used to vodkas, they're used to gins and so on. So we felt that it would be an easier access for people to access the absinthe category with a blanc.
And when you tasted the final version of La Maison Fontaine for the first time, was it like an epiphany? Was it like, that's why we wanted to do?
When we tasted the final version, there was absolutely no doubt that was what I had asked for. We had to kiss a few frogs before we get to the final result, but there was no doubt.
Let's not talk now about your target demographic. I've read that you're currently aiming top-end bars in London and Copenhagen. Why such a demographic?
It's not only London and Copenhagen. We are now in Paris. We've just been here. I've just been to the Park Hyatt Hotel this afternoon where we've been talking to the bartenders there. I think London has been a bit of a center for us, of course, because Mark Stringer is based there. Our mixologist, Alan Gates, is based in London. And the London scene, the London bar scene, is very much a reference market for the rest of the world. So that has been a natural place. Copenhagen, well, I'm originally from Denmark, so it's kind of a natural place to make sure that we would get it in. We have a kind of selected distribution here in France, and we are trying to do a few things to make it more interesting for the French bar scene, also making efforts to get in here.